Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hell yeah, it's Mark Grody. The Bears have got OTAs, and there are people saying stuff about this football team. And Mark Grody is asking the tough questions when he's not getting elbowed out by our guy Chris Emma, who is up there asking tough questions today as well. It's a beautiful thing. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Groats.
What's going on, Lawrence? What's going on, Spiegs? Yes, lots of questions to be asked. Some of the difficult variety as well. First, I should tell you guys and everybody listening that the Bears had an indoor practice today because of the rain that persisted and may still be persisting here at Bears headquarters in Lake Forest. That's why if you're watching on Twitch right now, you can see I'm wearing my sick slicker. It is slicker season, and I love when I can bust out the slicker. Luther Burden III did not practice for the Bears today. One of their three second round picks because of a soft tissue issue, which he presumably hurt during the rookie minicamp. There was a point, I believe, in the second practice at the end of the practice where he went down. There really was nobody of authority to talk about it at that time. So we didn't really get any specifics on it then. And we are finding out today that there is a soft tissue issue with Luther Burden. We don't know the extent to which it is serious. Did not see, and it's very important to point that out because these are voluntary OTAs right now. Did not see Kyler Gordon out there on the practice field today. That doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't out here in some capacity. I did not see Andrew Billings on the practice field today. Braxton Jones still out with his injury. We knew that would be the case. Colston Loveland was at the practice, not participating in the practice as he continues to recover from his shoulder injury. Now, on to some of the ongoings here today of the day that people want to know about. The Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, did today address Caleb Williams and some of the drama surrounding him relative to the upcoming Seth Wickersham book, in which it is revealed, among other things, that Bears quarterback Caleb Williams initially wanted to go to Minnesota, that he was not taught the proper tape-watching techniques, that he was left alone a lot in that regard. At least that's what was alleged by Caleb Williams and his dad, Carl Williams. And again, back to his dad, Carl Williams, was trying to get him out of going to the Chicago Bears. He made it very clear he did not want his son to go to the Bears. It was Caleb Williams who eventually said, I do want to go to the Bears. Call it off. Call off the circumvention. Call off the emergency. I'm going to the Bears. But here is how Ben Johnson handled it and then the ensuing questions after he took the initiative.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. And just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say I wasn't here last year, and so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year. But from my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with, and we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
And what's your process of building the trust with Caleb and getting his full buy-in under your watch?
Yeah, it starts with developing a rapport and a trust, and that's earned over time. You don't walk in day one and expect that to be achieved. And so the more time we spend together, he understands that I have his best interests at heart, and vice versa. He's going to go out there and play as well as he possibly can, not just for himself or me, but for the whole team and the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to get done, and it just takes more time on task in terms of getting on the same page with how we're going
to
do it.
Are there ways that you watch film with your quarterbacks that might be, does it vary from coach to coach? When you've got these four guys here, are there things that you're teaching them that they need to, you know, see the way that you see it? Is that a part of like this part of the time of the year? Is that part of the process of teaching them? Or
yeah, everyone's different. I've been around a number of coordinators, a number of quarterback coaches. And so I would say my style is kind of a combination of everything that I've been around and I've come to learn and love and appreciate. And so there's a process that I believe in, that we believe in as an offensive staff, that we're adhering to this springtime, and we're going to stay true to that. How we're going to develop that position in particular, and those guys are doing a great job working hard right now.
What do you think when you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die? Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Ben, when the story comes out last week, is that something that you felt obligated to talk to Caleb about and to talk about where he's coming from there?
Have we talked about it? Yeah, we talked about it last week after it came out, but he's his own man. He's going to be treated as such. I think we're both really looking forward to turning the page on years prior and focusing on the here and now.
That's a really good edit by Mark Grody, who's very, very good at his job. You got everything you needed on this crucial issue, including Ben saying he's got a system from everybody he's been around of how to watch film, how to show a quarterback how to watch film. That's all I want. All I want is a plan and a system. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Now we've got a guy who's done this before in different realms, and certainly as the boss with Jared, I think he'll figure it out, Grody.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A system, too, Speaks, that will likely include, here's your homework, Caleb. Here's exactly what we want you to do. Here's what you want to be looking for. In some cases, here's what we want you to look at and see and review, because we either like this or didn't like this. So I think that they will take very specific, very careful steps in which not like it's not just learning the to watch the tape, it's specifically what they want him to watch. And I think he will get those things as well. I also like the response he had to, you know, the where Chicago, you know, quarterbacks go to die. He kind of has the right approach to it, because let's face it, the worst that could happen is that Ben Johnson is like, all other Bears coaches who couldn't get it right with the quarterback. So he would just go into that pile of other coaches that couldn't get it right, and he could look at this straight in the face and say, oh, yeah, man, I get the opportunity to turn this damn thing around. I always go back to the Cubs analogy with manager after manager, from Don Baylor to Dusty Baker to Lou Piniella, all saying similar things about, hey, man, that wasn't on my watch. You know, like all the losing. This is different. And it took until Joe Maddon to finally get it right, to have somebody win the World Series and do things differently and do things right. Ben Johnson now has that opportunity.
I'm with you on this, Groats. I think that he handled it in a way where if Caleb wants to, he can just kind of re-say the stuff that his coach said. And I think we're probably all good on this front.
Yeah, you know, it's important, too, to point out, because I didn't point it out in the open, Caleb Williams did not speak today. We have not been told specifically when he will speak, but we imagine that it's going to be in June. I think the only thing that is left for Caleb to answer, because it'll be now in June, it'll be the week of week one when the Bears play the Vikings, and that is his reported desire to play for the Minnesota Vikings and with that organization. And I think there are also questions to ask him that maybe he was on to something that we weren't all on to right away, and that was that Shane Waldron wasn't the right fit here. Now, he may just answer those questions, Lawrence, like you said, in a very generic sort of way. That was then, this is now, but I do wonder with Caleb Williams, who has been willing to be relatively open with us and take all questions, if he may shed some light on some of those things before he moves on, which I think we all want to have happen. Believe it or not, we all want to move on to this and see this next generation of the Chicago Bears, or iteration of this franchise, as opposed to looking back, which I know can be agonizing.
Did anyone else talk about this?
Yeah, here's what I did. I put together, there were two other guys that were asked about it, and shout out to Pat Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times, because it's difficult, man, to like go back to asking these questions and have to ask the players about this stuff when it had nothing to do with them, relatively speaking. But here is Kevin Byard first, the Bears' veteran safety, and then you will also hear the voice of Tremaine Edmonds, both on the drama surrounding Caleb Williams.
I mean, truly, I didn't really think anything of it. I kind of just read some notes. I didn't read the whole article or book or whatever is supposed to be coming out. I just kind of seen a couple quotes on it. I mean, that was before he was here. If that's how he felt, that's how he felt. You know, obviously, I can't speak for him. I can't speak for his dad. But since he's been in the building, since I've been around him, I haven't noticed any of that. I think every single day he's trying to get better. He's still a really good, talented young quarterback in his league, and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all I see from him, just working every single day, staying late, obviously, and meeting with Ben and all those guys, trying to right the ship. We're trying to right this organization, trying to right the culture. And that's the only thing I can see from, honestly, anybody in this organization.
You're one of the leaders of this team. What do you make of the Caleb Williams story last week, that before the draft, he wanted to find a way to go to the Vikings?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a real big social media guy, so I honestly don't really know too much about it. You know, I had the pleasure, obviously, of being around him last year. Caleb, one of my guys, man, you know what I mean? I can tell he wants to be here. I can tell that he's a highly competitive person, you know what I mean? So that stuff, I can't really speak on it, but just mine and his relationship, like, Caleb wants to be here, man. Caleb wants to win. Love the way he compete out there, so I'm looking forward to this year with him for sure.
Man, that's cool. That is two adults. Those are two adults, veterans, guys who've grown up in this game, talking about the quarterback in a way you like to hear. Even from the other side, that's good to hear.
It is. I think that everyone handled it really well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone at the Bears handled this thing really well. Now it's a matter of how does the quarterback handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the part we're all looking for. I mean, honestly, it was disappointing that they didn't have him out here today, but apparently that's they just wanted to keep everything as it was scripted, that Caleb would speak when he is going to speak in June. So they wanted to keep that there. What I'm looking very forward to, though, guys, in terms of player reaction, is when we start to hear from some of the starters, like in particular, offensive starters, I should specify, like DJ Moore.
Yep.
Like, there's going to be really, because he's a straight shooter. He's an honest guy. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some insight from DJ Moore on
hopefully
that.
He points that straight shooting and that honesty towards himself as well. All right, Groats, there's other stuff. Like, I'm really intrigued by these other pieces of tape that you got. Set us up for this on Tremaine Edmonds, because Dennis Allen's defense is not the same thing as Matt Eberflus's defense.
Is that the same thing? And one thing that they've hinted at and been pretty open about, too, is that Tremaine Edmonds's role could change, as in potentially being switched out of the middle, and TJ Edwards, who has been the Bears' best linebacker over the last few years, getting into that position. So it's a two-parter, too. Then there's also a question on the new coaching staff in the middle of this, where where Edmonds cuts himself off at the end from saying something that maybe he didn't really want to say. So here's Tremaine Edmonds first on potentially being switched out of the middle.
Yeah, I think it just adds, you know what I mean, this league, man, the more that you could do, you know what I mean, it adds value to you as a player. And obviously you develop a different sense, like different knowledge of the game. So just being able to see things from a different perspective, being able just to add things to your belt is always good. So, you know what I mean? Just taking that experience and, you know, running with it for real.
What do you think about the intensity that Ben's bringing out there?
It's a lot of intensity, man. You see it early. I mean, this is our second day of practice, but it's intensity from offense, intensity on defense. And as a whole, that's what you want, man. That's what develops a good football team. You know what I mean? You got this side that's competing like crazy, this side competing like crazy. Collectively, when that comes together, It's a good thing.
Is that starkly different than last year?
I don't really want to get into compare. You know what I mean? Each coaching staff is different. You know, I think we got a good thing that's going on right now. So I would say that.
Good try.
And veteran stuff again, eh, Speaks?
Yeah.
That's a good job of editing on the fly by Tremaine Edmonds, because he told us everything we needed to know in the sentence before.
Yeah.
And it's like,
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, he's good. That's really well done by him.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Lawrence typically, like Tremaine Edmonds, he's a rah-rah guy. I always compare him to Danny Trevathan. He's not giving you a lot, but he's always positive, and you gotta get out there, and you gotta play hard, and all of that stuff. And I figured he would have said, hey, you know, that was great. Love those guys. Love Flus. Love all those guys. But he didn't say that, because last year was just, it was a mess. It was a mess, and we all know it.
All right, what else do we need to know?
Yes, Joe Tooney, of course, just got his new contract with the Bears, and he was asked, when did he realize he wanted to be with the Chicago Bears long term?
Just kind of, you know, as the days rolled into weeks, you know, you realize, you know, this is a special place, special building, special history here, and the people in the building, just make it even more special, and you just, you know, kind of, I don't know if there's an exact moment or anything, but pretty early on, I could just tell, you know, this is something I want to be a part of, something that I think could be really, really cool going forward. And yeah.
That is Joe Tooney. And while we're talking about the offensive line, I should point out the only thing today that seemed to be constant was those three guys in the middle at starting with Tooney, Dolman, and Jackson. And then people want to know this. It was Karan Amagaji playing left tackle for the most part, for all the time that I saw. I mean, maybe somebody slid in at some point in time. I didn't see it. But Karan Amagaji was your left tackle with the first stringers. Darnell Wright, for now, working out on the right side. And people, again, should know that Braxton Jones still injured and out. But at least from what we could see, and this was not their first workout, they were out here yesterday as well, it was Karan Amagaji at left tackle
today. Knowledge acquisition period in the offseason for the new coaches. Take a look at that veteran now in year two who actually played a little bit of the position. Figure out what you got. You saw your rookie last week, and we'll see what they do from now.
And whether or not that second-year player, because I don't want to call him a veteran yet, because he hasn't played enough games to call him a vet yet. That second-year player, whether he can catch up to what they want to do with this offense instead of the offense that he played last year.
You got to the offseason. You got to find out where he is. You got to find out where he is before you even consider giving him a shot to play with the first unit. You know, and not that I think they'll consider it.
This is the time to do it. No one's getting hit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, in that regard, guys, I mean, like, there were just so many things. Like, that. Like when I said that the offensive line was the most uniform thing today, just saw all sorts of different manifestations along the defensive line. Like, you couldn't really get a feel necessarily. And we shouldn't. It's OTAs. You know, maybe veteran minicamp, we start to get a better idea of how the actual rotation is going to look on the defensive line. I mean, I think we have a pretty good idea of who's going to be working out on the defensive ends, but they were just kind of throwing all sorts of guys in. Speaking of
One more thing, my bad. On Joe Tooney, the fact that the Bears put out a press release this morning and Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson both talked about Tooney as a leader. You know, Ryan Poles said, "We are fortunate that he will continue to lead our team on and off the field." So, like, we know
you
that.
Go ahead and put a C on his jersey right now.
Put a C on that man's jersey right now. And as they're doing all that stuff on the interior of the line that you're talking about, Ben Johnson said in the statement, "As we build our culture through hard work and belief, Joe will be an integral piece to the growth and development of our football team." Just so people know the context with which they look at him.
Yeah, you know what? Normally, I'm not a big, well, I don't know, like, maybe it's because of what I do for a living that I want good conversationalists and all of that kind of thing. But this truly is a guy where you can accept that he is a lead by example guy. Look what he did. Look who he worked with in Kansas City. He's a world champion. He worked with maybe the best quarterback of all time. So even from a distance, this guy comes in with massive respect. So he truly is going to be the do as I do type of guy. And I'm sure that he'll have a voice in the locker room, but he is not the type of guy who, and maybe this is part of why they like him as a leader. He's not the type of guy who's going to give us a ton and reveal a bunch of stuff through the media as well. And I think that's why they respect him so much.
It seems like they may have gotten themselves another leader on the other side of the ball with Grady Jarrett.
Amen to that, Lawrence. And he said a lot today as well. This is another one of those days where, like, I encourage people to maybe listen to the whole thing. And I'll be on tonight.
Or listen to Mark Grody's show, which is going to be on immediately after hours at 6 o'clock.
On the
from
clock?
6 until 9. And he's going to be live from Hallis Hall. Yes, it's called On the Clock.
He's on the clock. So you're on every night until next year's draft.
No. He's on the clock for the season beginning.
Oh, now. Okay. Yeah.
What it is. So this is the debut episode. It's a 3-hour show, which will be taking place right here at Hallis Hall. I didn't have the because of the rain and the traffic, I did not have time to drive back to Chicago. So I'll be coming at you from Hallis Hall tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 3 hours, as long as the Bears don't kick me out. But Grady Jarrett, I loved what he said about Shamar Turner. Shamar Turner looks up to him. Shamar Turner talked about watching his tape in college and all of that stuff. And I think, listening to Grady Jarrett, man, I think he wants Shamar Turner to just be one of the guys. Listen to this.
So to me, that means a lot, you know, and I don't take it lightly, but at the same time, it's also giving him the confidence to know that, you know, you on this level for a reason now, you know what I'm saying? And go ball and do your thing and know that it's a brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's like, you know, with him being, I mean, I got to be, 10 years or so older than him, it could be like, you know, I want it to be like running parallel, which is like, if we're working out, like, no, don't be afraid to speak to me, you know what I'm saying? And, like, encourage me too, you know, because I always enjoy when the younger guys came in, even like my time in Atlanta, some of the younger players that come in and look up to me, but then when we get to talking and rapping, and it's like, man, we like brothers, you know what I'm saying? So it makes them more comfortable to go be their best self, and whatever I can be do to help mentor them, you know, I'm definitely willing. And it pushes me because, I just like keep inspiring other people to make me be my best self every day, because I clearly got a standard to uphold. You know what I'm saying? He can't be coming in and meeting me and be like, oh, man, this is you, man. Like, so I got to hold up my name, my end of the bargain, too. So it keep me going. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a two-way street, man. I can't wait to see what the future got for him.
What way do you think would be the best way, Speaks, to socialize with Grady Jarrett?
That's exactly what I'm sitting here thinking about. It's exactly, because as an old head like that, the way that he's talking, you know what I was thinking about, Lawrence? I was thinking about sitting on his back porch with like some Kool-Aid or some lemonade or whatever, you know, and just hanging out.
I was thinking something a little heavier.
Right, well, that's fine. But like whatever.
That drank?
Whatever the man that feels drank. Like talking about and serving, I will have a beverage and listen to the man talk about football.
See, I wonder if he, like, I hear a guy like Grady Jarrett and I wonder, like, hey, is he a beer guy? Is he a guy that's like going to sit and nurse a beer? Is he a guy that wants a, you know, is he a rum guy? Is he?
Let's find out. Let's make that one of our goals.
Is he a lemonade guy? Would he prefer on a warm day to just be on the back porch and having a lemonade?
Yep.
And just sit there or Arnold Palmer or something and just kind of kick back and talk with you.
For me, it's like that grape crush. They make the little squeezable the water additive that's grape flavor crush and lots of ice. Let's just hang out and you talk to me.
Because I'm like, is it better to just kick it with him on the porch? Is Grady a guy that you want to go to dinner with? No. Is Grady?
I don't want anything getting in the way. I just want I want two chairs, the sun, and a beverage, and nothing else. Just with give me the contents of your mind, sir. Let's go.
I like that idea. That's God. Not he's great, that's and I'm great. So glad they added him.
Oh.
He's gonna be a lot of fun for you, Groats. So what are there any nuggets and or tidbits?
I got a bunch of stuff here. I told you about Karan Amagaji. Ozzie Trapillo was, when I saw him out there, the times I saw him, he was practicing at left tackle with second and third stringers. So they got him working out at left tackle. Like I said, maybe at times he was at right tackle. Can't see everything all the time, but I did see him at left tackle mostly when I was zeroing in on him. Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, took a playful exception to being described as looking agitated at times on the practice field. And Johnson said he'll, quote, work to get his body language under control, close quote. He also said that he even talked to his players about that. And I'll just tell you guys, he was very vocal. Like I was, since we were in the Walter Payton Center, we were elevated for a while, and then some of us were allowed to go down onto the practice field and see him at that level. So just hearing from Ben Johnson, he is excited out there, but it sounds like he thinks he's got to tone it down just a little bit. So we'll keep you up to date on how that develops. The Bears reportedly, one of the teams that did not want the tush push, for banning the tush push. Relative to that, Ben Johnson was asked about the tush push, and he said, hey man, I like big plays. He said, quote, I'm not a big tush push guy. So maybe a company line, or maybe just something he's been working up because he knew it would be there. Noah Sewell, we've heard his name a couple of times now. I remember hearing his name like when Ben Johnson took over and those guys brought his name. Oh, yeah, Noah Sewell's on this team. He's been working as the third linebacker, working on that strong side. Of course, Jack Sanborn, six Bears, no longer here. Another thing from Grady Jarrett, he told us that Jervon Dexter put together a workout group in Miami along with Montez Sweat, Austin Booker, and some other NFL players. Jarrett was blown away by that. He thought it was really cool that he put it together and invited Grady Jarrett to it. And finally, Kevin Byard, in a question asked by my guy Dan Wiederer, co-host of the Take the North podcast, said that he digs the idea of flag football being in the Olympics. He said it's not something that he would probably participate in at this point in his career, even if he was asked to do it. But he loves the concept, and he thinks other players will dig it as well.
I'm not sure how to feel about it. I've been thinking about it because I do like the idea that NFL players would have an opportunity to get a medal. But there's a giant flag football community in this country. And I feel like people they're already jumping the line of folks who could be playing flag football for their country that aren't also NFL players.
Lawrence,
go ahead.
I will just tell both of you, one of the greatest gigs in broadcasting that I've had in my life, along with our good friend Dan Levy, we got to broadcast the Blondes versus the Brunettes flag football charity game in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. It was just, and the post party was absolutely deluxe.
Let me guess how Dan sounded.
Yeah.
All right. I can't get that level of bass.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Grody, look.
Grody, blonde versus brunette.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.